Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 340 for Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower at Wednesday's close, but was well off its session lows as the market recovered from earlier losses to trade within a dollar of unchanged. Canola was steady to down 70 cents at the close, the May contract only 40 cents lower at $453.40 per ton. Bearish technical signals did weigh on canola throughout the day, but the market uncovered some support to the downside and held range-bound overall. Light fund selling was a feature, but routine commercial demand on the other side helped keep canola near unchanged. The USDA releases its updated monthly supply-demand data tomorrow, and positioning ahead of that report kept some caution in the market. Farmer selling was also on the quiet side as attention across the prairies turns to spring field work. The Canadian dollar was sharply stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart early in the day, and that put pressure on canola, but the currency retreated as the session progressed, and that eventually provided support for canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and wheat were mostly down, while soybeans held closer to unchanged, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's report a feature. Soybeans were up a penny to down 3 cents, the May contract 1 cent higher, at $9.72 per bushel. Expectations for record-large U.S. soybean plantings did remain a bearish factor in the bean market. The big South American crops also continued to weigh on prices, with tomorrow's USDA report generally expected to include increases in production numbers out of Brazil and Argentina. However, average trade guesses are calling for tightening U.S. supply projections, and that provided support. Corn futures, they are 3 to 4 cents lower, the May contract down 4 at $3.79 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol production was down for the second straight week, and that put pressure on corn, as low gas prices and cheap ethanol imports from Brazil are limiting the demand for U.S. corn to make the renewable fuel. Expectations for upward revisions to the U.S. corn ending stocks forecast in tomorrow's report also weighed on prices. Wheat, it's steady to down 4 cents, the May contract in Chicago down only a quarter cent at $5.25 and three quarters per bushel. Improving U.S. weather conditions were somewhat bearish for wheat, with forecasts now calling for some much-needed rain in some of the dry parts of the southern plains. The fact that U.S. wheat remains overpriced in the international market was another bearish factor. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, April 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.